This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
لا إله إلا
Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Welcome to another Twins of Faith show, the show where we equip ourselves with the knowledge that we can act upon every day of our lives. I'm your host, as always, Dean, and with me is Sheikh Taufik Chaudhary. How are you doing, Sheikh?
Alhamdulillah, doing well.
Good, alhamdulillah. Now, our topic for today is about the Shahada, La ilaha illallah. Now, Sheikh, can you give us an explanation and the definition of what is the Shahada?
The Shahada linguistically means to witness to something. So when a witness at the court of law, for example, gives his testimony, that's called witness. So that's called the Shahada, because he has given his testimony towards a particular case going on. So when a person is asked to give his Shahada, that means he's asked to give his witness towards two things. Firstly, to witness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only deity worthy of worship. And in the process of doing so, he's actually testifying to his faith and belief in his heart as well. So the Shahada is called the Shahada because not only is he testifying that to Allah belongs this object of worship that you are offering to Allah Azza wa Jal, but also that you're testifying to the fact that you have that faith and belief in your heart. And this topic of Shahada is such an important, critical topic that people really don't understand how critical it is. Some people sometimes, unfortunately, think it is as simple as just a statement of the tongue. Actually, it is far more than that. From the essential linguistic meaning itself, we understand that it's actually a little step beyond that. It's not just a statement by your mouth, it's also the belief in your heart and the action that must be accompany it when you actually say the Shahada.
Now, it's interesting that you mentioned La ilaha illallah has been translated as no deity worthy of worship of other than Allah. Now, we've read translation where it is said that there is no God but God, or there is no God but Allah. Is there a difference between what you have just said?
It is. There is a difference. Muslims translate La ilaha illallah in different ways. Some say La ilaha illallah means there is no God but God, no God but Allah. Mm-hmm. Others say La ilaha illallah means there is no creator except Allah. Both are incorrect translations. Let's take the first one, to say that there is no God but God. Is it actually correct? The reality is no, that's wrong. The reason why it's wrong is because there's multiple gods. There's not only one God, there's multiple gods. All but they are false, but they're still gods, because the people who are worshipping them have taken them as objects of worship. So someone who worships a tree has taken the tree as his God. Someone who worships money has taken money as his God. Yeah. So someone who worships the sun has taken the sun as his God. The sun didn't want to accept that. The moon is not accepting that. But people are taking it as their gods. So therefore, the question should be, how many gods are there? In reality, there are millions of gods, because people have taken them as gods. I mean, I remember reading that one of the scholars of Hinduism noted in one of his books that Hinduism has no less than 230 million gods. 230 million gods. Yeah. So if that is the case, that there are so many gods, the meaning of La ilaha illallah is not that there is no God but Allah. It is that there is no true God that is worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah. And that is the real meaning of La ilaha illallah. And exactly as you rightly pointed out, it is such a shame that Muslims don't know this, because they simply end up saying there is no God but Allah. And therefore, they actually miss the fact that when they're committing shirk with Allah, they're actually making so-and-so as a God. But they say, no, I'm not calling that as a God, I'm only paying respect. Like, for example, they might worship a grave, them a prostrate to a grave, and they say, no, I haven't made that into a god. That I'm just paying my respects to the grave. Or I'm calling on Ghawsi Azam, for example. I'm calling Abdul Qadir Jilani or someone else. No, I'm only making dua to him. I'm not worshipping him. So what are you talking about? Dua, worship, prayer. Dua is worship. Prostration is worship. They're all elements of worship. You've actually taken Abdul Qadir Jilani as a god. You've taken that grave as a god. And so ultimately, what has allowed some of these people into these mistakes is because they have translated La ilaha illallah to mean there is no God but Allah. Rather, the true meaning of it is that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah. And you see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Qur'an, أَرْأَيْتَ الَّذِي Have you seen the one, مَنْ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَاهُ Have you seen the one who was taken as his God, ilah, his hawa, his desire? So as we can see, Allah has called his desire a god. So if someone worships, for example, money, that's his desire, that's a god for him. So ultimately we understand there are multiple gods, but the true God that is only worthy of worship, that's only Allah Azza wa Jal. Another example is the La ilaha illallah, which is translated as there is no creator except Allah. Another very, very important misconception. That's also wrong, very wrong. Why? Because although the meaning is right, there is no creator except Allah, but that is not the intended meaning of La ilaha illallah. Because if that was the intended meaning, then the Arabs of the past, of the Quraysh, would never have fought Rasulullah. But we find that they fought Rasulullah. You see, the Arabs of the past, they used to acknowledge that only Allah is the creator. Mm-hmm. They used to acknowledge that. Even Shaitan acknowledges that in the Quran. We find Shaitan saying, كَمَثَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ إِذْ قَالَ لِلْإِنسَانِ اكْفُرْ فَلَمَّا كَفَرَ قَالَ إِنِّي بَرِيءٌ مِّنْكَ إِنِّي أَخَفُ اللَّهَ رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ Take the example of Shaitan. When he tells mankind to disbelieve in him, and when mankind disbelieves, then Shaitan says, إِنِّي بَرِيءٌ مِّنْكَ So go away from me. Indeed, I am free of you. I fear Allah, the Lord of mankind. So you see, even Shaitan witnesses that there is no creator except Allah. And he saw that. He was in Jannah. And then he saw that Allah was there, and he saw Allah Azza wa Jal. And he spoke out to Allah as it is in the Quran. So we find that therefore, even Shaitan acknowledges that there is only one creator. In fact, if you ask the Arabs of the past, that's also what they said. Allah quotes them in the Quran saying, وَلَئِن سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَيَقُلُّنَ اللَّهِ If you were to ask them who created the heavens and the earth, they would say Allah. So in the same way, and even if you ask now, for example, a Hindu, you ask him who, you know, they believe in three gods as well. They have the Brahma, the Krishna, and then they have Shiva. So if you ask them, which God actually created heavens and the earth, they say, no, the main one, the Brahma. If you ask Christians as well, you've got Jesus Christ, you've got the Holy Spirit, and you've got God the Father. Yeah. Which one created the heavens and the earth? They would all say, no, it's the Father. So they all believe one of them is the creator, the one of them is the main one, mm-hmm. right? But the others are not. So therefore, to say La ilaha illallah to mean there is no creator except Allah, is a true statement everyone would agree on. Why would Abu Jahl fight Rasulullah ﷺ if that was the meaning of La ilaha illallah?
Yes.
Right? But Abu Jahl fought Rasulullah ﷺ. And this is why the scholars of Islam say, woe to the ummah of Muhammad ﷺ, who Abu Jahl is more knowledgeable about La ilaha illallah than them. Amazing, isn't it? Abu Jahl understands the true meaning of La ilaha illallah. He understands it. That's why he fought it. He didn't accept it. He understood it, he knew the meaning of it, he disagreed with it, and he fought it. But us, we don't even understand the true meaning of it. So what is the true meaning?
Illallah, la ilaha, illallah, ma lana.